Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Orla, good afternoon, Orla. Orla's in the dock. And I know you rang us yesterday about your daughter.
I did, Joan. Thanks very much for having me on. Our daughter is 22. She's a young child, a young girl with an intellectual disability.
Okay.
She was born with very complex heart problems. She nearly passed for a 14-year-old. She's quite small.
Okay.
So when she started, she attends a service in Dundalk, and I want to just praise them because they've done an excellent job with her. When she entered, she was very shy.
Okay.
Timid, and she just blossomed over the last 4 years. But we're losing her in front of our eyes, and we can't do anything about it. She's just gone into herself. She follows me around the house, asking and constantly looking to see when her hub is going to be reopened.
Right. This is...
She's no understanding of COVID-19.
Yeah, of course.
But Joe, all she wants is to be with her peers.
I know. We've heard this more so than anything else. In terms of young people, I know it's difficult for everyone. You can't benchmark one against the other, but more so than anything else since this started, the young, and your daughter's 22, she's an adult, but people with special needs, citizens with special needs who are going to daycare centres, more so I think than anything else, they really have suffered, and as you point out, unfortunately, setbacks, and a number of families have said that, you know, they're going backwards rather than forwards. They're regressing rather than.
She is, but Joe, I'm sitting in the kitchen at the moment, and I can see her bag packed. She packs it every day, and she unpacks it, and her coat is hanging over the side of her chair, just waiting for her to get the word that she can go back.
Collected every morning, or what?
Her dad took her every day. She'd call in for coffee to Panama at the square, and then go on, walk over at the square to her day centre. She knows everybody from the walk over. She thrived, and they were so good, the staff. But there's been no mention in the five phases of reopening not once. But Joe, on Monday, I can meet four of my friends, or three of my friends, plus myself.
Yeah.
She's a young adult. She's 22. Surely that should be afforded to her as well. We're not looking for money to
have
spend.
Have you had any contact from the hub?
We got a letter today.
What did it say?
Nothing. Well, it said everything, but it had no plan. It had no,
Did you know the letter was from the hub when you saw the envelope?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We were hoping it was good news, obviously you were.
No, I didn't. I knew it wasn't going to be good news because I saw a letter that another friend's son had got, and I knew that there was no news. It was just, that we all have to keep safe and keep staff safe and keep everybody safe, and it's going to take a long time. But it's just heartbreaking. They're the two words I could say is heartbreaking and helpless for her.
And when
she answered... She's listening to you at the moment,
and
she absolutely adores Joe Duffy.
Oh, Kate, I love you too. You're brilliant, and you've a great, great. Your parents are brilliant, Kate, and you're brilliant to them. And you're the love. You are the love of their life. You know that, and they're disappointed that you're not going to your hub every day as well. And we'll all hope it opens up soon.
Thank you so much.
And when does Kate realise during the day that?
Joe, when she gets up in the morning, the first thing she says to us, hub today. And then she knows that she's not going, so she goes, hub in May, and she thinks everything is happening in May.
Yeah.
We've had to actually start calling May Yam, which is backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows that we're not in May yet.
Yeah, we're in Yam, we know that.
Well, it's heartbreaking.
Okay.
And no clear pathway. We know nothing. We know nothing that we did. Now that we didn't, it just closed, and that's the only thing that has happened.
And Katie, you're listening downstairs.
She is.
Everyone tells me you light up the room, Katie, when you come in, darling, and people love you so much. So everyone will be working to try and get your hub back open as soon as possible and be back with your friends. So mind yourself. We're all rooting
you
for
so
you
much.
and the parents and gorgeous people like Katie in the same position. Everyone is supporting you, so hopefully things will move very soon. Kind regards, Orla. Love you, Katie. Mind yourself, Petal. Have a good weekend. Producers Fergus Sweeney, BCO is Elaine Conlon, Dave Gibson on sound, and the series producer is Rebecca Meehan. Ray Darcy is next.